This is So Young, reporting live from the Hollywood Art Walk. I'm here at Free City with Sarah Williams and Kate Johnston, co-founders of the Women's Center for Creative Work. Hey, guys.
Hi.
It's nice to see you here.
Yay. Just checking, I'm actually recording.
Okay.
So, do you guys want to tell me a little bit about what you're doing at Free City today?
Sure. So, we have partnered with Free City to create this lounge. It's based on the idea of the free city, or like the utopian space. The founder of Free City, Nina Garduno, when she was creating this store, she was inspired by the anarchist collective in Copenhagen, which is called Christiana, or they just call it the Free City. And so we interviewed her, and she spoke about this idea of just really different compounds, you know, like up in Big Sur or around in different places in the world where it's things are free and what that freedom means. So we have a bulletin board here, and we're asking people to, you know, write down what the common laws or the, you know, the guidelines would be of their own utopian free city.
And we did an interview with her that Kate made a beautiful designed broadsheet and printed, and that's our site-specific dispatch number 2. We did the first one at the Craft and Folk Art Museum when we revived the Egg in the Eye, an omelet restaurant, for one day.
And so for those of you following along at home or on kaishengradio.org, if you didn't know, the Craft and Folk Art Museum also used to be a restaurant called the Egg in the Eye, where you would go and get omelets and then go look at art. Which, totally. Sure.
Yeah, that was her idea, is that it was maybe perhaps another kind of utopian ideal, is that it was a store and a museum and mm-hmm. an omelet restaurant. Mm-hmm. We're into snacks and food as organizing mm-hmm. principles.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, food is really important. We have a nice array of snacks here in our lounge today. I just think we're very interested in providing nourishment in whatever way that means. So we always try to make sure that there are accommodations for people to be comfortable at our events.
So totally. And like intentional convivial mm-hmm. gatherings and what's possible out of those mm-hmm. situations.
Mm-hmm. I'm really loving it right now because it's, well, you can hear a helicopter overhead right now, but it's nice. It's this like brick patio with like covering so we're not getting sunburned, and it's like surrounded by plants and rocks. Mm-hmm. It's like a little like mini utopia in the middle of Hollywood.
It is, totally. And she talked a lot in the interview about the ideas of like making your own free your own space, like really making your own world the way you want it to be. And you know, it was in the question about cleaning the bathroom, and she's like, but you know, we all want a clean bathroom, and it's like great when the bathroom's clean, so it's that's how we're making our world nicer. And she's like, and we took this weird patio spot, or like this weird part of the parking lot really, and like made it into this beautiful patio, and like what's possible out of these things that seem sort of boring or bleak or mm-hmm. gross or
mm-hmm.
whatever.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's just making your own space and making your own rules for that space.
Yeah, I've been quoting Virginia Woolf a lot lately of like, women just need a room of their own.
Mm-hmm. Totally. Mm-hmm. Totally.
Yeah, that's something we think about a lot.
We're looking for a space. Yeah.
Future space of creative work. We know you're out there.
Again, for those of you following along at home, Women's Center for Creative Work needs about a 2,000 square foot space. If you are a landlord or see a for lease sign, please
send photos
to info@womenscenterforcreativework.
That's the tip hotline.
Yeah.
.org.com.
Mm-hmm.
I am going to make a zine about it also of all the for lease signs.
Yeah.
Because yeah. It's all I do these days yeah. is drive around and look at for lease signs and call about them, and then we go see
yeah.
them.
We think that's a very Angelino endeavor, is to just be driving around and taking pictures of for lease signs and then, you know, hoping they call you back.
So this kind, I want to use this as a segue. At the Women's Center for Creative Work, we often talk about capitalism and how to survive within capitalism.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I know it's a hard topic. Mm-hmm. but Christy actually just said something really nice a few seconds ago. What was it? It was...
Oh. What did you say that was so nice? You said, and I said I was going to say it on the radio, and then I forgot.
Oh, yeah, I forgot too.
Oh, it's something like you have to...
Have one foot into the future.
Yeah,
that was it. So not that any of us are like really probably going to escape capitalism in our lives, unless you are going to like run away to one of these places like Christiania, where, you know, for a small group of people that like you are escaping this very specific model, but that, mm-hmm. you know, for the rest of us who are going to choose to live in, like, a major mm-hmm. metropolitan area like Los Angeles, like, having one foot in the future seems important. That, mm-hmm. like, you have to have these ideals that you're looking and trying to make it better, and sometimes taking it down, or not taking it down, changing things from the inside out mm-hmm. is an interesting proposition.
Yeah. I mean, there's something that we're trying to kind of soothe, is this creative shame about, like, capitalistic endeavors, where, you know, you're like, well, I did this for money and there was a client and whatever, and you know, just feeling shameful about that, which I just don't. The person who runs our amazing grant writing workshops, Beth Pickens, always says, it's just capitalism. Like, get over it. Get over yourself. You have to make money. You have to pay rent, and it's okay. You know, it's still an honest endeavor, and you have, you know, one foot in the future, like, thinking about your practice and how to sustain it. And so, yeah, you have one foot in, like, the capitalist world, too, and I think that's okay.
And another artist I like, Andrea Zittel, has an idea, not necessarily about this specifically, but she talks about, like, life practice, and that always makes me think of, like, all the different puzzle pieces you sort of fit together to mm-hmm. make the life that you have, and that hopefully these things are, like, complementary or, like, produced together mm-hmm. into this larger picture of, that is your life and your work.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. I really like that. I read an interview with Kevin Barnes to help a friend of mine who sort of kind of licensed a song of hers commercially recently.
You heard about that?
Yeah. Kevin Barnes is of Montreal, and a couple of years ago they did a cover of one of their songs for Outback Steakhouse.
Oh, wow.
And he wrote a really good op-ed kind of article mm-hmm. that was like, there's no such thing as selling out. Right. And the specific quote was, the 70s anarchists, punks, like, set too high a bar for mm-hmm. what it means to be authentic. And I really mm-hmm. like that, because it's like, you're still who you are, even if you sing a dumb Outback Steakhouse jingle mm-hmm. and you have to get paid, and it's just capitalism mm-hmm. and it's, I think especially with an art network, we understand, but like, if there's someone out there mm-hmm. that thinks that that makes you a non-artist, mm-hmm. I'm not mm-hmm. like, I can't get down with that.
Yeah. I also think, you know, yeah, this whole idea of, like, creative integrity is really difficult. We live in this is the world we live in. So let's just make it happen. One of my mottos is, do what you can with what you have when you have it. So, like, here we are, we've got a capitalist system, like, make it work. Go, like, hustle up and do some commercial stuff and then run your rad utopian space with that money. Like, why? That's an amazing model.
Mm-hmm. Totally.
Yeah.
I feel like about the bar of what it means to be an artist, mm-hmm. and also, like, what it means to be radical, I think, is interesting mm-hmm. these days too. And yeah. I think changing and I don't have a more full of thought on that, but yeah.
No, I think what it means to be radical, it has become a little more subtle than, you know, if we remember, like, obviously the 60s were a different time, and, like, you really, there were just different structures in place mm-hmm. then, and there was also, like, a definite bad guy. I think nowadays it's really complicated, the world is kind of flattened out, and so, like, really thinking about how to be radical, it's a much more subtle decision.
I mean, we're talking about that with feminism too, mm-hmm. is that, like, in the 70s and earlier, I think there was a much more hardline fight against it, like, yeah. legally things were not, like,
yeah.
financially mm-hmm. things, so there were, like, mm-hmm. very concrete things you could point to that, like, we want to do this and we're not being allowed to, where I feel like nowadays it's more complicated, more nuanced, because as young girls, I feel like, or at least mm-hmm. coming from mm-hmm. a certain level of privilege or class mm-hmm. or whatever, that, like, you're told you can be whatever you want, and, like, mm-hmm. oh yeah, you could be president, or you can play softball, mm-hmm. or you can, like, you know, get whatever, be smart, but, like, then the subtlety of, like, realizing that the system, though, is sometimes feels stacked against those things actually coming to fruition.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. There's one of my favorite 30 Rock episodes is called Murphy Brown Lied to Us, in which, you know, the Tina Fey's character is talking about how Murphy Brown, the sitcom of the 80s and 90s, I believe, yes. like, starred Candace Bergen as this, you know, working woman who, she had a baby, and, like, there was this whole myth in the show. It's like, she had this baby, but then the baby just stayed at home and she just kept working every day.
And she was a single mom.
And
right?
she was a single mom. And so it was like, oh yeah, like, this is totally fine. Like, you can just, like, pop out this baby and go back to work. And, like, it's, and which is just, and then Tina Fey later is looking back at that and saying, what are you talking about? No, you can't. So it's just, like, this funny idea where Murphy Brown feminism was from a different time, where it's like, no, ladies, we have everything, like, we can go to work and we can do all these things, but it kind of the nuanced idea of like actually what it means to your body and your family and yourself to like have a young child, it's just a completely different idea of like how to, you know, be working every day.
Totally.
Mm-hmm. Interesting. Well, I feel like we've brought up a lot of questions, and
it's the Women's Center way.
The Women's Center way. That should be the motto. We bring up questions.
Yeah, lots of questions. And more questions than answers, yeah, probably.
And
yeah.
I think that's totally fine, is that we're like posing these questions and we don't need to have the answers now, but maybe like as you get a space and as our community gets our own space and stuff, yeah, we can maybe start to explore some answers to these questions.
Totally. And then there'll be new questions, yeah, and there'll be new answers and new questions. It'll be an endless cycle. It'll be great.
All right, cool. It's nice to chat with you guys. Is there anything else we should chat about before we wrap this up?
I think that's good.
That's good.
Come by, say hi.
Come
we're
say
around.
Hi.
Or you can find us at womencenterforcreativework.com, yeah, or on most other social medias, yes, under that,
yes,
name.
Yes.
Cool. Thanks for chatting. This
thank
is
you.
KHN Radio.
Thanks,
KHN.
Thanks,
KHN.
Woo! Chris Anthony!
All right. This is Lex. She's going to be doing a great.
This is So Young
now
from KHN Radio. We are at Donut Time on Highland in Santa Monica.
And
we're following around
Marcel,
or in
this case, donuts. But for some people, donuts is a work of art. This is a plain, ordinary bagel. It's glazed. I'm not sure what time it was made at, but probably in the last 24 hours. And this is a chocolate donut with kind of like a variety of color sprinkles. So can you talk to them and tell them about the work?
Yes, this is the work. So this was part of my early work back when I was still trying to assimilate myself with pre-established aesthetics of minimalism and really speaking to an overarching blandness of a capitalist state. But then I got over that and I decided that, you know, I really just wanted to have fun in my work. I wanted to make it a little bit more compact. I didn't think I needed to take up so much space with plainness, with the everyday mundanity. It was just too droll. So I really needed to spice things up a little bit with the sprinkles and with the chocolate.
You know, I like it more.
Yeah, I like it more too.
So you would say this is a better work of art?
Yeah, I would definitely say this is a better work of art. It's just a lot more mature. You know, I was getting over normative structures and really moving into self-expression and
whatever. Can you come over here and tell us what you think? Can you ask her what she thinks is better?
What do you think is better, my earlier work or my later work?
I really love the earlier pieces. I've been following your work for a while now. Just the way it disintegrates over time, you can see the art change, you know, with time. I love that.
So which one would you buy?
The crackle. Honestly, I would buy this one. I like the simplicity of it. You know, it kind of matches my look, which is always good when your art matches your look. So definitely the early works, but I love this too.
Yeah, you think this is just quaint, right?
Yeah,
like, right.
I'm just,
my true self-expression is just quaint. You know,
I just loved the simplicity of the earlier pieces.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
the simplicity.
Well, let's ask another person. Us, can you come over here? Hi, Nana.
Hi.
So, Lex, ask.
So, which do you prefer? My earlier work, which adheres to standards in the tradition of bagel formation, or my newer work, which really aspires to be a true donut?
I think I like the older work, because you have the duality of it, of like the bagelness, but it still tastes like a donut.
Mm-hmm.
So it's like really giving it all the senses are working with you.
Now, mind you, this is all coming from an aesthetic viewpoint. They haven't yet tasted the donut, and we are going to be tasting that right after we hear her's opinion. Now, she doesn't really talk. So can you just point to the one that you think is more interesting and more of a powerful artwork? That one? Okay, so her has decided. Ish, can you come and kind of like talk about what? In fact,
you just heard it was a live broadcast from the performance that Marcel, I hope I'm pronouncing this right, Alcala, is doing. It's called Performing Nonconformity, and it's happening now at the parking lot behind JF Chen. And this is going to wrap up the broadcast for K-Chung Radio. Special thanks to my man over here,
DJ Booger Wolf.
DJ Booger Wolf, for helping set up. Special thanks to Ginger Snaps and Deaf Sound for setting up the merch. Special thanks to the Wolves, a.k.a. Panda McFlu, who will hopefully roll through soon and we'll be packing up this stuff out of here, as well as an awesome DJ set. Thank you to LAX Art, and we really are excited to be working for you. Everyone we interviewed today, So Young Shin for her amazing reporting skills, Sarah Williams of For Your Art for organizing this, and For Your Art for organizing this whole festival and thinking of K-Chung, and of course, special thanks to me, because like I did such a good job, you know?
Woo!
And K-Chung News, stay tuned. We're going to be everywhere at once, maybe. That's a secret. I can't talk about that. But we will be doing events. You can always just listen to K-Chung Radio pretty much 24/7. If we're not on the live, we're playing our archives 16:30 a.m. And kchungradio.org. All right. We out.
Peace.